Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today I have with me Rick Bruner, who's Director of Research and Industry Relations of DoubleClick. And DoubleClick's a technology and services company focused on digital marketing. And we're going to be talking about reaching influencers, the power of word of mouth today, and hear some of Rick's and DoubleClick's thoughts. So welcome to Marketing Voices, Rick.
Thank you, Jennifer, and hello, podcast land.
So give me some of your key thoughts, and let's sort of narrow it to three, about what really works best today for how people can reach influencers.
Well, before I joined DoubleClick 3.5 years ago, I was a blogger, and I still contribute to a site called Business Blog Consulting, which is about using blogs for marketing purposes. I think blogs are a great way that marketers can reach influencers. There's been a lot of research to show that blogs really index high with the influencer set. In terms of how to use blogs to reach influencers, here are three thoughts. One, you can blog as a marketer. Another is to use PR to reach bloggers. And the third would be to use advertising to reach bloggers. And if you would, I'd just elaborate slightly on each of those.
Yeah, so go into it. So blog as a marketer, hit that one first.
Well, that it can be very effective. Blogging is a great way to speak in a natural voice, to reach an audience that has some passion around your topic. It comes with its challenges to do that. Blogging is not simple. You have to be dedicated. You have to do it often. And you have to be good at it. You have to be a good writer and have interesting things to say. And even then, you know, of those three areas, hitting a large audience, I mean, having a large reach is challenging because, you know, you may be lucky enough to have a regular audience of a few thousand readers, but scaling much beyond that is a challenge. To use PR for blogging seems like a no-brainer. You definitely have to be doing that in today's media world. However, in my experience, it's often not done effectively. Bloggers are a ticklish bunch. They recognize themselves as being media, but they don't often think of themselves as traditional journalists, so just sending them press releases, for example, may not be the most effective way. You really have to invest more energy in developing relationships and understanding who they are. Nonetheless, you really have to do that in today's world. In terms of advertising, I think this is often overlooked as a means for reaching influencers via blogs, but it can in some ways be, I don't know if I'll say the most effective, but very efficient, certainly, and effective as well. We have done some research. We produce a consumer survey every year that we call Touch Points, and the basic premise of the research is how do consumers come to purchase decisions? Specifically, you know, how do they first become aware of products they purchase? Where do they go to learn more about products? And what most influences their final decision? When we did it this last time, we segmented out a group of people that we identified as influencers, based on the way they answered certain types of questions. And when we looked at how that segment of these influencers answered the basic questions about how they came to purchase decisions, one of the things that really jumped out was online advertising, web advertising. Looking at the chart here, and this is a piece of research any of your listeners could read for themselves if they go to doubleclick.com/knowledge. It's in the archive of our research there. The first figure in the first chart in the thing shows that for that phase where do they go to learn more about a product they're interested in purchasing, we asked them, in a whole bunch of different what we call these touch points, things like a salesperson, a television ad, a newspaper article, seeing it in the store, and there are about 20 of those types of choices. And for most of those types of choices, there's not much difference between how the influencers and the non-influencers answer the question. But for web advertising, 20% of the influencer segment said that they look at web advertising when they're learning more about products to purchase, versus only 8% of the rest of the sample, the non-influencers.
What do you think marketers could actually do with this data?
Well, you know, it initially, trying to run ads on blogs, you were a bit limited as to how to do so. You know, there are millions of bloggers, and it's not like you're going to make a million phone calls to every one of them to run an ad on their blog. And in the last couple of years, there have become some blog ad networks that specialize in supporting bloggers in general. Blog Ads is one, Weblogs Inc., Federated Media. These tend to be very horizontal, though. You know, they're just masses of bloggers. A more recent trend that we've been paying attention to is what the media has been picking up on as vertical networks, where you have established media companies like Martha Stewart's website, the Food Network's website, let's see, I'm trying to think of some others, iVillage, a women's site, Warner Brothers, quite a number of established media companies are reaching out now to bloggers to create, you know, an extension for those publishers of creating more advertising inventory that they have to sell. And for the marketers, it provides some very niche content but deep, you know, reach within a certain topic area.
So do you think bloggers, given their supposed objectivity, are selling out when they take ads on their blogs?
I do not think so. I mean, I think that, you know, that's a question that I've heard before. But the bloggers with the biggest traffic get their, you know, for a couple of reasons. You know, they're good, they're talented, they know what they're talking about, but they also dedicate themselves to it full time, or nearly full time. You know, really the best ones. You know, pick your political point of view, or you know, Perez Hilton, or you know, right now there are, I'm sure, hundreds of bloggers who are making a full time living off of their blogs, and they get there by quitting their day jobs and dedicating themselves to it, and they've got to pay the rent somehow. And ultimately, you know, it's the same principle that you have in the traditional media world of the Chinese wall between, you know, editorial and advertising. And of course, that's always a point of conflict. But you know, those best bloggers are not going to be able to afford to let themselves pander to their advertisers, or they would lose their readership.
Well, Rick, this has been a good discussion. So thank you very much for joining me on Marketing Voices.
Well, it's my pleasure, Jennifer, and best of luck to you and your audience.
Well, what I'm going to do before we sign off is ask you to give the URL for the paper that people can download again.
Sure. Yeah, we publish a fair amount of original research at DoubleClick around trends related to internet advertising, search engine advertising and marketing and publishing and so forth. And all of it is archived at doubleclick.com/knowledge.
Great. Well, I've been talking to Rick Bruner, who's Director of Research and Industry Relations of DoubleClick. And for all my listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.